what is it when it's a black and white mixture?
Malada.
Okay. If someone's waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him or her and he calls you, hey, we'll be late. Hey, will you be ready soon? You might say, I'll be with you in
a moment. Come in.
Is there anything, let's see, a while ago I asked you if somebody was waiting for you and you were almost ready and they'd say, hey, will you be ready soon? And you said, I'll be with you in, and you said, in a moment. Is there anything else you'd say?
In a minute or something. In just a minute or second or something.
What's this town up the road? Athens?
It's back on the other road, Athens.
Well, if you were going to Athens and you didn't know how many miles it was, and you wanted to know, you'd stop somebody and you would ask them how...
how far it was.
Okay. If you're pointing out something nearby, especially to one of your children or something like that, you'd say, you want them to look at it, so you'd say,
look here or something.
Excellent. If you want to know how many times, you say, how blank do you go to town?
How often do you go to town?
You agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy, and you say, you want to agree with him, he's not going to do it, so you say,
well,
there's something he's not going to do, and you want to agree with him. You're not going to do it either.
I'd say, well, that's your privilege or something.
You want to agree with him. Say someone in agreement with him. He says, I'm not going to do that, and you'd say,
I agree with you. I wouldn't either. Or something.
Is it something you could say with either or neither?
That I could say with what now?
Either or neither. You started to say something.
Well, I guess I'd say I don't blame you. I won't vote for him neither.
Okay.
Would that be?
Okay.
I don't know whether that word fits or not.
What do you call the part of your head that pivots above your eyes and below your hairline?
Forehead.
Okay. You go to the barber and you have him cut your
hair.
And if you're a man and you've got a growth on your face, you might have him cut your...
Might shave.
What do you call it?
Cut his beard.
Okay. Where did an old-time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it?
Behind his ear.
Okay. Which ear is this one?
I'd say the right one if he's right-handed. Or left-handed if it's the left.
Okay. And so say ear with your sides. So this would be your
right ear.
And this one would be
in the left ear.
If someone's mumbling, you say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.